The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Kaf Chet. That was being studied. Leilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Uhashem Tenechem Began Eden Amen. That was being studied for Asher Emav. Miki Ben Jamie. And then a Fanalu for the Nefesh or for the Goof. For a talk about the Bavachen and the Summer Man Amen. We begin today's Daf on Chav Zayin Amud Bet. We are starting from the Amar Mor. Amar Mor is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines on the bottom. Amar Mor. So we learned in yesterday's daf, in the Braita, so it said, Lo avarta al devrei haverecha sheayu omrim uforetz gader yeshechenu nahash. In that story over there, Rabbi Ishmael had a story over there with his nephew called Ben Dama. Ben Dama got bitten by a snake. So they brought the doctor, this doctor that was a mean. That was the doctor called Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya. Rabbi Ishmael didn't let him cure him because he was a mean. So Ben Dama said, why don't you let him cure me? I can prove to you from the Torah that this is permissible, even though he's mean, even though he's bad thinking, even though he worships Avodah Zarah. I can prove to you that it's mutar. And before he got to finish his proof, he died. So Rabbi Ishmael said, oh, Ashrecha, your body was tahor, and you left betahara with saying the word mutar, and you didn't go against your friends. Because the colleagues of Ben Dama argued and said, you're not allowed to use a mean as a doctor. Even though the person is in Sakaran, if a short, you can't use him. Why? Because he'll draw the person towards Avodah Zarah. So better to leave this world with the right thinking than to get drawn by a doctor that's going to push him to Avodah Zarah. But then it says, Shayu Omrim Uforetz Geder Yeshechenu Nahash. Which means, if somebody goes against the words of Hazal, of the Achamim, he's worthy of getting bitten by a snake. Put it together, when you break the fence of Hachamim, Yeshechenu Nahash. So therefore, if Ben Dama would have followed his reasoning, he's arguing with the rabbis, but he has a proof. We'll see what his proof is in the Gemara. He held it's permissible. So what did he want to do? He wanted to get healed. So the Gemara says, wouldn't have helped him. Because he wouldn't have got bit by another snake. Because the pasuk says, "Uporetz geder yeshechenu nahash." So therefore, either way, he would have been in a position of danger. Even if he would have taken this doctor, that would have cured him. He would have gotten another snake that would have bitten him. So the Gemara says, "Amar mor lo avarta devre haverecha shi omrim uporetz geder yeshechenu nahash." So the Gemara says, "Iyu namech v'yaterke." What's the difference? He was bitten by a snake already. Which means the same doctor that would have cured him from this snake would cure him from the next snake bite. Because the Gemara is saying, oh, it's good you didn't do it because you would have got bitten by a snake anyway. So I'm going to get bitten by a second snake. He has a doctor there. Whatever the doctor does for him for the first snake will heal him for the second snake for not listening to the rabbis. The Gemara is a different snake bite. Chaviyad Rabbanan let the asuta klal. The snake that the people that go against the rabbis to get bitten by those snakes, there is no cure for that snake. So he would have died. That's a worse one. And she says, Haviyah, snake, the Rabbanan, let le asuta klal. That she im nashkon nahash, b'shvil she'avar adadre hachamim, if a snake bit the guy because he went against the hachamim, lo ta'alelu refuah, b'yamut, the guy's going to die. Im haya mitrepim neshichaz, even if he got healed from the first bite. So for lamut aydir shikat chaverav she'ovir ad devrei chachamim hayav mita. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, "Umay havile lememar." What was Ben Dama going to say? Which means Ben Dama is going to prove from the Torah that you're allowed to cure yourself even from a doctor that's a mean. He said, let me finish, I'll bring you proof that it's mutar. Then he died. What was he going to say? So Gemara says, Bahai Bahim. Torah says, "Ushmartem et chukotai bet mishpatai asher yaseh otam ha'adam b'chai b'hem." The Torah is given that you should live by the Torah. They should die by the Torah. That means you could transgress anything in order to maintain life. So therefore, it's b'chai b'hem. So we understood what's the difference between a doctor and what's the avodah zarah. The main thing is that he gives us gives me life. Which is, he understood pikuach nefesh is dochei the whole Torah. Guy's in danger, you do anything to save the life. That's what he would have said. So the Gemara says, "But Rabbi Yishmael." So what does Rabbi Yishmael do with that pasuk? Because obviously his uncle did not allow the doctor to heal him. What does he do with that pasuk of a high man? It's a Torah that you should live by. Hanimile b'tzina'a. Aba b'parhesya lo. That's only when the transgression is in tzina'a, in private. But if the transgression is in public, like this case of Ekanadeh was in public, was in Paresia, then you don't have a right. So he gives a right to approve it. The Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Minayin Shimayu Omrim Lo Le'adam Avod Avodat Kukamim Ve'al Te'areg, She'avod Ve'al Yareg. Amazing Hadush. Rabbi Yishmael says, let's say the Goy comes along and tells you, worship Avodah Zarah, otherwise we're going to kill you. How do we know you should worship Avodah Zarah, he holds. How do we know you should worship? So it says, Tamud Omar, Bahai Bahim, Lo Shemut Bahim. Amazing, which is the Bishmael holds when it says Bahai Bahim, it's even by the cardinal sin of Avodah Zarah. You worship the Avodah Zarah and you live. Ayachod Afilu Bifaresya. You think even if it's in public? No, Tamud Omar, Velo Tahalilu Echem Kochi. So he holds the only time you have to give up your life for Avodah Zarah is in public, is Bifaresya. But in private? You can transgress b'chai b'hem. So this is when this was in Inyan of Avodah Zarah, because the doctor was in Avodah Zarah. Where is he going to draw the patient into Avodah Zarah? And it was with parhesya. Now, if it was in public, he said, "I'm sorry, public, I can't give you a heter." And therefore, he let his nephew die and not transgress. Now, this is not the accepted halakha of Ishmael. The court points that out because we always learned. Avodah Zarah, you give up your life no matter what. Yahareg Val Yavod is on the cardinal sins. Normally we say Yavod Val Yahareg. Transgress and don't die. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we always held that's one of the three cardinal sins. Yahareg Val Yavod. Here the Bishma is telling us a Hadush. But that's only when it's in public. But in private, you know, you're in a private house, Goy tells you bow down to the idol, you bow to save your life. So Tosfot points out, look at the Tosfot, Yachol. Afidu Farishat Madhu Haluchem Kochi. Umihu, however, Rabbanan Peligi Aled Rabbi Ishmael Beperik Ben Sorer. In Masechet Sanhedrin, we learned that the rabbis indeed argued on this opinion. The Amre de Farishya Afidu Mitzvah Kalai Yareg Val Yavor. In public, you're supposed to give your life up to any of the mitzvot. Because that's already Halul Hashem. When the Goyim are doing it in public, even for Mitzvah Kalah. Even for a minhag that they tell you to go against the Torah, you're supposed to give your life up. But in private, yesh chiluk ben avodat kavim l'shar mitzvot. The b'shar mitzvot yavor u'b'avodat kavim yareg. Which is, in private, that's when the rabbis make a difference between the other mitzvot and avodah zarah. In private, even avodah zarah, you have to give your life. And just for other mitzvot, in private, you don't have to give up your life. V'Rabbi Yishmael, en shum chiluk de b'tzina'am b'chulan yavor ve'al yareg. He holds a Bishma, there's no difference. In private, transgress everything. Even Avodah Zarah. Ufarisya, Bechulan Yareg, Ve'al Yavor. Umaase, De Ben Dama, Parisya Hava. You have to say the story over here of Ben Dama that got healed by this Avodah Zarah doctor was in public. Ufikat, Lo'inihor, Bishma'el. Therefore, he did not allow him to get cured. So that's a very, very fundamental machloket in how the Yareg, Ve'al Yavor works. A machloket to the Bishma'el and the rabbis. Comes the Gemara and continues. Now moves on to another deen. Amar Abba, Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Kol Makkah Shemehalelin Alea Et HaShabbat En Mitrapeim Mehen. Okay, rule. Any type of wound or Makkah or sickness that it's so severe that you can be Mehalel Shabbat for such a Makkah. So that means danger. Then you're not allowed to use the goyim. You can't go to the goyim in order to get a refuah. Look at Nashi. She's at the bottom of Nashi. Kol makah shemahalim alei at Shabbat, ta'enu makat sakana. Which means, sakana, you cannot go to him. Why? Because since the guy's dangerous, we're worried the guy, doctor, is going to kill him. And he can get away with it. Because why? The guy was in sakana anyway, so he'll finish him off. And they'll say, oh, yeah, so the guy was in danger, he was dying anyway, which we tried. So if the guy's in sakana, don't go to the goy doctor. But what is it, mashma, from this? That if it's not sakana, you can go to the doctor. She points it out, about she'em ba sakana mitzapim. Now we learned on yesterday's daf, there's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that said, you can't even go bloodletting. I mean, that's a case where the guy's even healthy. You can't let him prick a needle into your hand to take blood. So Rashi points out, velet led Rav Yehuda. So therefore it comes out according to Rashi, that this opinion of Rabbi Yohanan is indeed arguing on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we learned in yesterday's daf, that said you can't go to the doctors of the Goyim for anything. Rabbi Yohanan saying, no, it makes a hiluk. If it's sakana nefashot, don't go. But if it's not a sakana nefashot, so then already you can go. Tosfot takes Rashi to task over here. Tosfot says, first of all, it doesn't make sense that you're going to tell me that the Yohanan is arguing on the Yehuda. Because how come we didn't bring the Yohanan's opinion above when we were discussing these opinions over here? We brought the Yehuda, we kept quiet. Now all of a sudden you bring me the Yohanan over here. If he's arguing on the Yehuda, we should have mentioned him over here. Ela Tosfot wants to say that the Yehuda was saying one thing and the Yohanan was saying something else. Vela Peligi, and they're not arguing. And Tosfot wants to say, comes at these three different categories, the Shita de Tosfot. There's a category of Sakana. Everybody agrees, if the guy's in Sakana, danger for his life, don't go to the Goy doctor. Because there, the Goy will kill the patient and get away with it. He won't ruin his reputation. Nobody will say he's a bad doctor. They'll say, just say, he tried. The guy was in there, came in mortally ill. No problem. Then you have a situation of Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan says, if what the patient is not so ill, you can go. Okay? Not so ill, you can go. Why? Because the doctor's not going to ruin his reputation for such a thing. Because he's not so ill. He's not deathly ill. He's not going to ruin his reputation and kill a guy. So everybody's going to come along and say this doctor is no good. And we're not going to get any more patients. That everybody agrees. Even the Yehuda will agree. If the patient is in not in sakana, you can go to the goy doctor. What was the Yehuda talking about? A healthy guy can't go to a doctor. A healthy guy can't go to the guy who's getting the prick in his arm for his bloodletting is healthy. Healthy is different. Why can a healthy guy go to a doctor? Because if the healthy guy goes to the doctor and the goy doctor kills him, they're not going to say he's a quack of a doctor. They'll say it must be was his enemy. So Sammy, he knocked him off. There's an animosity between the doctor. It's not going to ruin his reputation as a doctor. Because he would say, look, I was healthy. I think I went to a healthy guy and all of a sudden he came out to kill. So listen, Mr. Man, this goy doctor didn't like the Jew. Therefore he killed him. But it's not going to ruin his reputation as a doctor in his healing practices. So therefore, come to the three situations over here. There's the guy with sakana nefashot. There's the guy in mild sickness. And there's the case with bari. Vela perigi. Everybody agrees sakana, don't go to the doctor. And everybody agrees, which is Rabbi Yohanan Chanushovet, that if he's mildly ill, not to sakana, go to the doctor. Well, Rabbi Yehuda is saying if he's healthy, yeah, you can't go. Cause, I'm sorry, you're healthy, you can't go. Why? Because the goy has a way to get the guy killed without ruining his reputation. That's Shita of the Tosafot. So he says, Besikum, Le'adat Tosafot, Mutal Le'adam Chole, Le'trapot Ayedei Akum, Im En Becholyo Sakana. Achasu Le'adam Bari. But a healthy guy's asu, Le'kabil Merupa, Akum, Tipul, Le'pul Ke'em. Okay. We have another version. Amar Abba Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Kol Makah Shel Halal En Mitrapeim Mehen. Okay, any internal Makah, internal wounds, you can't go to them. What's internal wounds? Well, I will tell you exactly what becomes internal or not. But it sounds like in this opinion, if it's external, you can go to them. Now, what's the nafka minah between the first logic and the second logic. The first logic was anything that you can mechallel Shabbat for between sakana, you can't go. This says anything that's internal, you can't go. Sounds like the same thing. Internal sounds like it's dangerous. Sounds like it's the same principles. If it's dangerous, you can't go. So what's the difference between the two? They show up. So Gemara says, "My binayu." What's the nafkamina between the two versions? Ika binayu gava yad de gava regel. Gava yad is the outside, the top of the hand, and gava regel is the top of the foot. The very, very sensitive places over here. Gemara says, "The amara b'adam bar matam madam gava yad de gava regel harein kimakash shel halal umhalelim aliyah et Shabbat," which is even though it's external. But these items, the Gabesh Shabbat, are considered like internal organs. And therefore, if something happens to the top of the hand, where he gets bruised, or the top of the foot, it's considered Pikuah Nefesh. You can go to the doctor on Shabbat. Why? Because it's considered like an internal organ. Oh, so according to the first Lashon, that says what? That anything that's Sakana, you can't go to the doctor. Right? So therefore the second also. Therefore you're not going to be able to go to the doctor. However, any wound that you mechalel Shabbat, you can't go to the goy doctor. This item, even though it's external, but you mechalel Shabbat for it, can't go to the doctor. But according to the second version, he says what? Only things that are internal, you can't go. But the gav yad, bottom line, it's external. And therefore, according to the second version, you'd be allowed to go to the doctor in order to take care of the gav yad and the gav of the regel. That would be the nafka mina. Look at that. She, second line, gav yad mehalelim Shabbat. Afapish ena shil halal lishna kama. Go to the first version in mitrapein. Because bottom line, you mehalel Shabbat for such a thing. Aval lishna batra mitrapein do ilu mitchazia. This is the logic. Since it's external, ihazed mekalkel ba lahichle lesama ma'aviro. Exactly, which means on external organs, the reason why you can go to the goy diet, because if he's going to put something that's poisonous on it, you'll see it, so you wipe it off. On an intern, you know what he's doing inside. Cutting the eye open, going inside, you know what he's doing. But if he puts a bomb on his hand that's poisonous, he sees what's going on. So right away, the guy can fix it. So according to the second version, you can go to a goy doctor for something with gav yad and gav regel. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Kol makah shetzricha omed. New point. Any makah that you need an assessment, which means you don't know that maybe this sickness is dangerous. You don't know. Maybe the guy's going to die from this. So mehalilim aliyat Shabbat, can mehalil Shabbat. All the rabbis ask, of course, what's the hadush? If a guy has a safik that he might die from this sickness, you have to tell me that can mehalil Shabbat? Of course, safik pikuah nefesh is duch Shabbat. What is the hadush of this case over here? So the Ritva explains over here, where we're talking about a case where there's no doctor, and the sick guy himself doesn't feel that he's in danger. Yes, the sick guy says, I feel fine. So the hadush over here is, but the people that are over there who are non-doctors, they say, I don't know, you don't look good, I think you should go to a doctor. So therefore, even though there's no doctor, and even though the patient doesn't say that he feels like he's in sakana, but if the people that are amateurs, that are around the guy, say, hey, listen, you don't look good, you gotta go to a doctor. So the hadush is, take him to the doctor. Amar Rav Shemman bar Abba, Amar Rav Yohanan. Dehai ishtat simirta kebakash shel halal damim harim alav et Shabbat. Ishtat simirta is fever. If a person has fever on Shabbat, fever is considered like an internal wound, and therefore you can be halal Shabbat. So Rav Moshe Feinstein over here explains what this Gemara is talking about over here. He says like this, that since safek nefashot, safek pikuach nefesh, we know you can mechalel Shabbat. So anytime a person feels, let's say, excessive fever, you can mechalel. Okay? He says, Verak al ma shebaru lo she'eno ham biyoter imam. Which means, if he has regular fever, which is normal, okay, then you know mechalel shabbat. But if the guy feels very, very hot, for sure he can be mechalel shabbat. Olam u'meir she'davar ze nemar rak legabei chom anigram hitstaninut u'memakah itzonit. That's only talking about when the fever is coming from something external. Let's say a cold or something like that. So then already, we say what? That excessive fever from a cold or something like that, so we're going to treat it very seriously. Excessive fever, go to the hospital. Go to the refuah. Aval choma negram mizihum shenahad evadim apenim. But let's say the fever is coming from a swelling inside the body. Hu nechshav makah shel halal. Then already that's more dangerous. Then even if it's not a high fever, the guy goes to the hospital. She's on it. It depends where the fever's coming from. If the fever's coming from a cold or something like that, external reasons, so then already it's got to be excessive fever, which the Gemara calls ishtat simita to mechalel Shabbat. But if it's coming because, let's say, at an operation or something like that, it starts to have even a low-grade fever, then already you got to go to the doctor immediately. Because why? Since it's coming from the inside, so that's already a second, even at a lower grade temperature. Now the Gemara says, Mehechan makashil halal. Where does internal organs begin? You tell me, if it's internal, it's sakana. You go, Mehalas Shabbat. Where does internal begin? Perish Rab Ami min asafa v'lifnim. From the lips inside. Anything past the lips, the mouth in, that's already makashil v'lifnim. Ba'ei Rabbi Elazar. What about teeth and gums? Well, what's the she'ela? It's beyond the lips. Since they're hard, the teeth are hard and the gums are hard, we consider like external, that the organs are hard on the outside. Bottom line, it's past the lips, it's inside. So it was a basic question on Shabbat. Guy has a toothache, guy has a gum ache on Shabbat. Is that considered makash shel halal? They can be mechalel Shabbat. So it was Amar Bayeta Shema, Choshesh Beshinav. It says if he has, let's say, ache in his gums, lo yigma baim et hametz. He's not allowed to gargle with vinegar. Those days, vinegar used to be a refuah for the teeth, let's say. So you cannot gargle, because you're not allowed to take a refuah on Shabbat. The rabbis banned medicines on Shabbat for a gezerah that you might come to grind the medicine, and grinding is a sunnah on Shabbat. So it says, if the guy has a toothache or like the gums are aching him, don't gargle on the vinegar on Shabbat. So Gemara makes a diuk. Only because it's a minor ache. Choshesh, it's like a minor ache. Ha ka'iv letuva. But if it really hurts him, shapir dameh. It sounds like, well, we'll let him gargle on the vinegar. So what do you say over here? That must be that you consider the teeth and the gums inner organ. Because if it wasn't like considered an inner organ, we wouldn't let you do anything on Shabbat. And the fact that we're just saying, choshesh, don't do anything. Matter of fact, ka'if le'tuvah, if it's very, very, very painful, you can do it. Kibaraz, who told you that choshesh means only a minor ache? Dilma tana echad de ka'if le'tuvah choshesh nami karile. Maybe Hoshesh means Ka'iv Letuva. And therefore, it still is coming to tell that even if the tooth or the gums are hurting you excessively, you cannot give it a Fuad Shabbat. Why? Because I'll tell you that the tooth is considered an external organ. So therefore, you have no proof. Tashema comes to Gemara and tells the story. Rabbi Yohanan Hash B'Savdina. What is Savdina? Choli Hashinayim. Type of toothache. Ubela as mishga. Pateret. Call it scurvy. Okay? Different disease in his teeth. Okay. Azal legabe de matronita. So he went to a certain lady, Avodat Kuchavim lady, Goya, worship Avodah Zara, that she had a certain cure for this toothache over here. Avda hamsha umale shabbat. So she did the refuah on Thursday and on Friday. So the rabbi said, listen, what do I do for Shabbat? He can't come to the doctor on Shabbat because he's busy giving the shiurim and with the talmidim. So he says, what's going to happen? I'm going to need to come on Shabbat, but if I can't come on Shabbat, so what do I do if my tooth starts to hurt? So you're not going to need it. Already 2 days of refuah is fine. You'll be fine. But if I do need it, what's going to happen? If it starts hurting me, I need to know what to do. He wants to know, give me the recipe. What's the recipe for this refuah? Amra ishtebadi delo migalit. Swear to me that you're not going to tell anybody the recipe for the medicine. This is a livelihood. So he swore, Yisrael, no megalina. To the God of Israel, I will not reveal it. Okay, so she gave it to him. Guess what? Galiale, she told it to him. She gave him the recipe. He went, he gave it in the shi'ur. He gave it in front of all the students in the shi'ur. He told him, listen, if you have this disease on your teeth, you do this, you do that, you do that, it's guaranteed the item. So the Gemara says, Ba'ishtaba'la. What are you talking about? But he swore. He swore. He says, Leila Hadi Yisrael or Megalina? What did he swear? I swear I won't reveal it to the God of Israel. About the Ahmed Yisrael Megalina. I didn't say to the nation of Israel. Look at the way he swore. Leila Hadi Yisrael or Megalina. To the God of Israel, I will not reveal it. But I didn't say to the people of Israel. But the God of Ha'ilud Hashem. You gave me your word that you're not going to reveal it. And then you go the next day, you say it over in front of the whole Kahal. Which means he told her from the beginning, which means she knew right away what was going to happen when he swore, and then she gave her the recipe. The rabbi said, listen, I never really swore to you. I swore that I won't tell it to the God of Israel, but I'm going to tell it to the Kahal. Now, before we go to figure out the story over here, let's get the Gemara's point of the story. Alma kemakashit halal damya. What do you see over there? Teeth, obviously, is considered inner wounds. Why? Because he was willing to go to the doctor on Shabbat and take the medicine on Shabbat. Now, if it wasn't an inner item, you cannot take the medicine. So, Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, but it's like Shani Savdina. Savdina is different. Why? It starts in the mouth, but if you don't take care of it, it goes down to the intestines, and it becomes an inner organ situation. That's why he was taking care of it. Now, there's a machloket in Yerushalmi, the end of this story, what the lady did after Rabbi Yohanan, when he gave over the recipe for the medicine. Some say she committed suicide because there goes the whole business, and some say she converted. The reason why she converted is because she saw how big of a Baal Chesed the Rabbi Yohanan was. Because why did Rabbi Yohanan say it over in the Shi'ur? To help the people. Now, even though he could have made money from this, even though if he wanted, now he's holding a secret formula, anytime somebody was sick, he could come along and offer him ask them for a lot of money. But she saw that the rabbi saw the Shem Shamayim, that he wants to do chasadim to the students, and he wants to give over the remedies, and he doesn't want anybody to get sick, and he doesn't want to make a profit. She made a profit on this. He doesn't want to make a profit. So therefore, she converted according to that version. Okay, my simane. What is the siman? What is the recipe? If a person has this holy shinai, this savdina, what's the cure? My simane.
What is it?
Oh, what's the symptoms? So rame mide bekache umaite dema mebedare, bleeding in the gums, which means when you put something on the gums. Rame mide bekache. You put something on the top of the teeth over there. You put something on the teeth, and all of a sudden, the gums start to bleed. Bleeding of the gums. That's what it is. Well, where does it come from? From eating wheat when they're very cold in the winter time. Or eating very hot barley when they're very hot. Eating the leftover fried fish, the small fish that was fried in wheat, in flour, and the oil, leftovers from yesterday. So eating leftover fish from yesterday's food over there causes this disease. My avdele, so what do you do for it? So Amar, what did she do for it? My avdele, what did the matronita? What was the cure? Amar avdele de rava, me seor, that's, I guess, water that was soaked in yeast. The shemen zayit oil, olive oil, and melach salt. Umobar of Hashem Amar, Mishcha de Abaza. You take
liquefied goose fat.
Right, liquefied goose fat.
It's two different types of goose fat.
Yes, different remedies. Begadfad de Abza. You take the feather of the goose and you smear it on the teeth on the outside. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, what are you talking about? Ana avde kudo. I did all these things. And didn't work. I didn't get better. Ad Amar Yahutaya, until I met a certain Arab merchant, and he said, Aite Kashiata de Zeta de lo malutata. Bring bits of the olives that did not yet grow a third of their maturation, uklinu amara hatta, and burn them
on top of the
hoe.
It is red hot.
On top of a what?
The hoe.
Oh, amara. Amara is a hoe. Burn it on top of there until it's boiling, or white, from the heat. Yeah, new one. Amara hatta. New one. Yeah, new one. Vedabek be didare. And then what?
Fix the inside of the affected grove.
Yeah, put it like attach it to the pits and all this stuff here. Attach it to the row of teeth that hurts. Yeah. Avdeh, he did it. Vintasai, and it worked. He got better. Okay. So that's how it works. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yohanan, Echi Avid Hache. How did Rabbi Yohanan do this over here? V'amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Kol Makah Shemahalim Aleh Ta Shabbat, En Mitrapeim Mehem. Exactly. Which we just learned, that any disease that's considered that you can Mehalil Shabbat for, that means it's a dangerous item, so you don't have to go to the Goyim. This was a dangerous item, obviously, because we saw this thing. Right, Yohanan himself. And he went to the doctor.
He was going to go.
He wanted the medicine. Yeah. How's he going to the, he went. He went on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
How did he go on Thursday and Friday to the doctor? Right. The law is any sakana item or that you can Mehalil Shabbat for, you can't go to them. And Rabbi Yohanan made that statement. Mm. And he goes to the doctor Thursday, Friday for the toothache that he had.
Yeah.
Adam Hashuv Shani. Adam Hashuv is different. Why? Because they're not going to kill an Adam Hashuv. They're not going to kill an important guy. A regular guy, they'll knock off. But Rabbi Yohanan, they know if they kill him, there's repercussions. There's consequences. He's Adam Hashuv. So therefore, there's no progress. They're scared the Malchut is going to take revenge. Gemara says, Rabbi Abu, the Adam Hashuv Abba. What are you talking about? Abu, that clearly was an Adam Hashuv. He was already close to the Caesar, like the Gemara says over there. That when Rabbi Abu would come from the yeshiva to the Caesar's house, all the shefachot would come out and greet him, and they would sing songs. He was very close to the government. They all knew him. Verama le Yaakov mina asama asheke, and still what Yaakov the mean, Yaakov the Oveda with Azara. He put this sam on his this cream, whatever it is, on his legs. A lot. It was very, very strong cream that he put on his leg. Put him in sakana. The ilor Rabbi Ami ben Abbasid lachachud ishake. And if it wasn't for Rabbi Ami ben Abbasid that they licked it off his legs, paskel ishake, they would have to amputate. Which means even Adam Hashuv, you see that the Hashuv on. Rabbi Abu was Adam Hashuv. He had his leg hurt him.
Yeah.
The guy went, put all this balm on his legs, and was such a strong potion that almost killed him. And not killed him, almost had to amputate. If it wasn't for the other rabbis that were there that licked it off, he would have been in sickness. What do you see? That even by Adam Hashuv, they're suspected to do what they do. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan Rofe Mumche Hava. This Matronita, this doctor that he went to was a professional doctor. Rofe Mumche. Why? Rofe Mumche, a doctor with a reputation, that's a professional doctor, doesn't want to lose his reputation. If he does something wrong, so then everybody's going to lose his standing. So therefore, it's mutar in such a case, of him, but only by Adam Hashuv, like Rabbi Yohanan. However, the Rabbi Abu, Name Rofe Mumche Hava, what are you talking? Rabbi Abu had the same type of doctor. He went to Adam Hashuv, and you see the guy still tried to, cause him this thing. Shani Rabbi Abu, Temukme Be Mine Be Nafshayu, Tamot Nafshi Ein Pedishtim. Which means they wanted to knock off Rabbi Abu either because they were jealous of him, that he was so close to the government. So the Minim said, you know what? We'll die also. We're willing to, like Shimshon said, when he was being chained up to the poles in that tower of the Pedishtim, so he was about to move the beams, and he knew that the whole entire stadium would collapse on all the Pedishtim. So he knew he was going to die also. So he said, Tamut nafshi pilishtim. I'm willing to die myself as long as I kill all these Palestinians. So the doctor of Rabbi said the same type of thing. I know if I do something bad to him, the government's going to come after me. You know what? I'll go down, but I'll accept it. So that was a different. Rabbi Abu had a different, different situation. Exactly. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Amar Shemuel, Hay Pidata. Okay, a wound that is caused by
slash of a sword.
Right, slash of a sword, metal. The sword, the stab wound.
Yeah, iron.
Right, any metal item. So Gemara says, anything that's metal, that person gets gashed or something like that with a metal item, sakantai. Metal is sakana. Umehalalim alea et a Shabbat. Anything with metal, right away, hadu Shabbat, go to the hospital, you do it. My asu. So Achani understood that. Today it's clearly that there's the rust and the things like that on the, you have to take the tetanus. So it says, my asuta, what's the refuah for such a thing? The mifsak dema, well, to stop the bleeding, if it's like, say, hemorrhaging, tahle behala, give him cress, shechlayim, that were soaked in vinegar. Now, le asuke, in order to heal it, girdad the yabla, the girdad the asana. They should take a tachboshet, like a bandage that's made from. Right, it's a type of herb that's called yibla, and a type of tree that's called the sana. On nikram mekilkalta, or made from the. Wow. Metolaim shatan negolim menakirim be'ashpa, from the worms that the chicken peck at in the garbage. Okay, that's how you got. How you heal it? Okay, that heals it. Tolaim shem atan negolim menakrim ba'ashpa ma'ashpot yinei mebiyon mitargim mekalkalta merim tochashuka. Okay. Amar Rav Safra hay inbita. Right, boils, blisters that look like grapes. That's what they call it. Inbita. Inv is grapes. Parvanka de malacha de motai. See these blisters? That's the messenger of the Malach HaMavet. Very, very dangerous. My asuta, so what's the refuah? Tigna, that's a type of herb. Bidubsha, in honey. Okay, mix it up. Put it on the abu'abu'ot. Or, karpisa betilya. Celery, wild celery, that's ground up with strong wine. Tilya is strong wine. In the interim, when you're trying to find these items, till you find these items, what do you do? Just to alleviate the pain, bring a grape that looks like the boil that the person has, and just roll it over the boils. A white grape for a white boil, the ukmate, the ukmate, and a black grape for a black boil. Amarava, hai simta. Simta is like a pus. A person has an abscess filled with pus. Parvankad ishtahi. This is a shaliach of fever, which means that's going to bring fever. My asuta, so what's the refuah for this? Le machye shitin it kutle. He has to hit the abscess 60 times with his finger, and then tear it open, shitty va'ediv, meaning down and across. The hani meaning the lochivar reshe. That's only talking about where the head of the abscess is not white. But if the head of the abscess is white, let lamba, you have nothing to worry about. That's not the dangerous. Which means it's going to burst on its own. Exactly. Rabbi Yaakov hash bifika'a. Okay. Okay, he had sores over there. In the pita ba'at. It's in the back side. Okay. And then she gives you a figa, he calls it. Okay, so what do you do? You have like cracks over there.
Exit wounds.
Orele Rabbi Amir. So they told him, Rabbi Amir told him, V'amli la Rabbi Aseh Ori. That's what I'm saying, Rabbi Aseh told him, Laite shav bine ahala tolana. Bring 7 pits of aloe. Red. red aloe. And tie them in a cloth.
Cut from the neck of a shirt.
Right, cut from the neck of a shirt. So it fits around his neck. And tie it up, wrap it around with a hair of an animal. And dip it in white neft. And burn it. And sprinkle the ashes on the affected area. And the hachi v'hachi, in the interim, till you get all this stuff ready, bring seeds from a thorn bush. Linach pika'a lahadeh pika'a. Wow. So he brings like a fruit from a thorn bush. And sit on the spot over there where it's put it directly on the spot. Sit on it. Vehani mile pika'a illa'a. That's all he's talking about where it's on the upper. In the outer area. Yeah. Okay, chitzon.
Okay.
Right, which means it's visible from the outside. But if you have the slit on the inside, which means in the inner part, so what do you do for that?
You cure
that. So, bring milk, or fat, I'm sorry, fat from a goat that never gave birth. And melt it on the fire, heat it up. And smear it on the area. Why ilah? Because you don't have it. You can't do that, let's say. Can't find it, or didn't work, let's say. Bring three leaves, leaves of the semach, of the gourd. There you go. That's what we had. That dried up in the shade. Vilikle, burn it. Vilibadad elave, and sprinkle it on the spot. Beila, can't do it. It didn't work. Laite mishkede helzone. Bring
mussel shells.
Okay. Grind it up, sprinkle it on the spot. Beila. Mighty Meshach Kira, bring olive oil and wax. Put them together. Vilinkot Meshachaket Dikitanam Bekaita, and put the mixture that you prepared from these things in like an old garment of flax in the summer. Flax in the summer, Uda'amar Gufna Besedva, or in cotton in the winter, and put it on the affected area. Rabbi Abahu Hashbe Udne, he had an earache. Rabbi Abu, or so they told them. Rabbi Hanan, I'm in the Bim Midrash. Some say the Bim Midrash. They told them. What did they tell them? Told them like this. Kiad Amar Abaye, like Abaye said, Amra Li Em. Said my mother told me. Now, even though he didn't have a mother, because Abaye was a yatom, that's what they called Abaye. Abaye is Asher Tevot Asher Becha Yeruham Yatom. It's pasuk in yesterday's Haftara. In Haftara Tshuva, they called Abaye Asher Tevot Asher Becha Yeruham Yatom. So when he says Amna Li'im, it means his nurse, the one that raised him. Lo ibre kuliyata ela leudna, that the kilayot, the kidneys, were not created only to cure the ears, which means the drink or the juice that comes out of the kidneys somehow, that's for the ears. Ve'amar Rava Amar li manyumi asya. When you meet a doctor, told me, "Kulehu shakiane kashu leudna." All drinks, beverages, liquids are bad for the ear. Levar mimayad dechuliyata, except from the beverage or the drink that comes out of the kidneys. Now, how do you do this? How do you get out the kidney juice? Laite kuliyata de barha karha.
bring a kidney from a
hairless goat.
Right, a hairless goat. Of course. Well, we just said now, take a kidney of a goat. Well, a goat is not a human. Laitik, he's telling you the recipe now. Laitik kul yetad de barha karha. Take a kidney of a goat without hair. Vilikriye, shinti vera spirit, shinti vera up and across. Vilinah amilala de nura. And put it on coals, burning coals. Vahanhu mayad de nafke mine, and the juice that comes out of the kidney. Lishdinu beudne.
Pour in his ear.
Lo kiridi velo hamimi, but it shouldn't be too cold and it shouldn't be too hot. Era pashure, lukewarm. Vila, if you can't do that. Laite tarba de hipushta gamlanita. Let him bring fat.
Large scarab.
The what?
Large scarab.
Okay, a type of
insect.
Insect. The fat of the insect.
That's insane, yeah.
Velifashar velishdebe, melt it up and pour it into his ear. Veila limalye leudne mishha, put the oil with oil. Veliabad shav petilata de aspasta, and make 7 wicks out of shahad. That's from the wheat stalks when they're still green. Make wicks. Velaite shufta de tuma. Take dried garlic. Vilituv barka behad resha. Tie it with the hair of an animal on one side. Vilatle behun nura. Ah, and you have the wick on the other side. So now you light the wick. Veidach resha mudva beudna. So you have the wick on one side that's heating the stuff inside this this package, and then the other part is on his ear. So you light the fire and you put the thing on his ear. And then put his ear by the fire. And he has to be careful from any wind that can go into his ear.
Remove
one wick and then put the other wick, because you have 7 wicks there.
Yeah.
Light it up, put it next to his ear. Right? And then when it goes out, take the next wick and so on and so on. Lishna harina, some say like this, other doctors, other medicines. Vila, if you can't do that, laitish shav petilta barka. Take 7 wicks of the hair of the animal, the shayif le mishhad aspasta, and smear it with the oil of an aparsemon, a balsam. Put one head of the wick in the fire, vahad le shav benura, the other head of the wick in the guy's ear. When it goes out, take the next wick, put it on the fire, and put the other wick in his ear. Be careful of draft. Bring colored wool that has not been combed. Violet, correct. Red. Or purple. And put it in his ear. And he should put his ear by the fire with his dar, because he can't get no drafts coming in his ear. Vila, laitik gufta de kanya, atika ban me'ashenim. Wow. Take a tube of a reed that was plucked out 100 years ago. Vilimalye milha gilalnita.
Rock salt.
Right. Rock salt, vilikle, burn it, vilidabek.
And apply it to the ear.
Okay, now the Gemara is going to give you a remez how to remember all these refuot over here. Gemara gives a siman, because you have to remember this. The simanach retiba libishta, libishta lirtiba, which means retiba is moisture, helps for drying, and drying helps for moist, which means these refuot that have moisture, like we said, the kidney juice and all that stuff, and the oil and all that stuff, that helps for a dry ear where it's not producing moisture. And the other ones, that are dry ones, like the salt and the fire and all that other stuff, that's when there's too much moisture in the ear.
So all these refuah depends on what the guy has. He has a dry ear or a wet ear.
All depends. Amar Abba Bar Zutra, Amar Bi Hanina, Ma'alin Oznayim B'Shabbat.
What does that mean? Raise the ear to its proper position.
Yeah, you could, I guess if the ear came out of position somehow. So you're allowed to...
Dislocated ear.
Dislocated ear, exactly.
The sinews of the ear can move downward out of
position. Yeah, the sinew exactly move out of the ear, and it causes the whole face, the jaw, to move out of position as well. Sakana.
Okay.
So you're able to put this whole section, the ear, the jaw, if it comes out of whack, it's like, so you put it back.
Ma'alim oznayim b'shabbat. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Biyad, aval lo besam.
You can do it with your hand, but not with medicine. Because Baal and the rabbis will send medicine on Shabbat, because you might come to grind the medicine. So they let you do it manually, but without any medicine.
Ika de amre, some say besam abalo biyad.
Some say the opposite.
Tachka use medicine, but not your hand. My tama, mizraf zarif.
It's going to mess up. When you do it with your hand, it's going to cause it to become worse. Therefore, let the medicine do the job is better. It'll be worse. And what's the problem? Because if you do it with your hands, you're going to cause bleeding. And making a blemish on Shabbat is Isur D'Oraita. So you're worried about medicine, which is Isur D'Rabbanan, but when you're going to adjust it with your hands, you're going to cause a blemish that's going to cause blood. That's already Habura. That's Isur D'Oraita. So this rabbi opts for the medicine.
Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Ayin Shemarda, rebellious eye.
Which really means a swelling of the eye, which is going to cause the eye to go out of its socket.
It's
going to burst.
Mutar lechohala.
So you can put the eye ointment on Shabbat. Okay, because that's sakana. It's not sakana that he's going to die, but it's a sakana of permanent damage. It's going to cause permanent damage for the guy.
Savud mineh hani milihu deshrike sarani metmot.
They thought it's only talking about where the ointment was grinded already from yesterday. So you're not making any isur d'oraita over here.
Aval mishak b'shabbat v'atuye, but to grind it on Shabbat v'atuye direct l'shut t'rabim
and to bring it in the public domain.
No,
because that's two isurim, grinding it and carrying it in public.
Amar le ahum rabbanan v'rebi Yaakov sheme lididi mefarshe minet Rabbi Yehuda.
He says, I heard from Rabbi Yehuda b'ferush.
Afilu mishak, even to grind the ointment on Shabbat, the atuyeh derech reshut tarabim mutar.
Even to carry the ointment into the reshut tarabim in the public domain in the Shabbat, it is indeed mutar, because this is sakana for the whole body. It's not going to remain the swelling of the eye from the eye. It's going to go to the rest of the body. Therefore, it can be mechalel Shabbat, no matter what.
Rav Yehuda shara lemechal ena b'Shabbat.
Rav Yehuda allowed to put again the eye ointment on Shabbat.
Amar Yehuda b'Shemel bar Yehuda, man sayit liYehuda mahil Shabbat.
Who's going to listen to Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the mechalel Shabbat? Wow, he held that it was mechalel Shabbat. What was he doing?
Lesof hashbeine. At the end, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda himself got the ayik.
He saw the rabbi putting it on. He said, who's going to listen to you mechalel Shabbat? He got the same sickness.
Shalach le. So he sent to Rav Yehuda, Share o Asir?
Is it permissible for me to put the ointment or not?
Shalach le, lechula alma shari, lelidach Asir.
For everybody else, it's permissible. For you, it is Asur. Because you questioned my ruling over there, and you said it's Asur, so that's it. You live by the ruling now.
So the Gemara says, Vechi medidihu.
He says, what are you talking about? He says, you think it was my ruling?
The Mor Shmueli.
This came from Mor Shmuel. It was not my, which means, if it was my ruling, okay, you have a right to say, so you went against me and finished. But it wasn't my ruling. Why? There was a certain maidservant that was in the house of Mor Shmuel. She started to get fever in her eye on Shabbat. She was screaming in pain, and nobody
came to her aid. Nobody thought that it was serious enough to give her a refuah. Paka ena, her eye bursted. The mahar, the next day, Nafak Mor Shemuel, but as Mor Shemuel got out and announced, Ayin Shemarda, the rebellious eye that's swelling, Mutar lekohala b'Shabbat, you're allowed to anoint it on Shabbat. My Tama, the Shuraine de ena, be'obanta de libatalu, amazing. That the eye, the line, the red lines of the eye, are connected to the heart, and therefore, because of that, you're allowed to do it. So therefore, sakana for the whole entire body, which means Rabbi Yehuda was saying, you thought I made it up when I said mutar, because first of all, Shemuel went against him. What, you're putting ointment on your eye in Shabbat? Who's going to listen to this mechalas Shabbat? Then it happened to him. So he came to the rabbi. He said, everybody's mutar. You can't do it. So Rabbi Yehuda, the one that was matir, he said, well, you think I got this on my own? I got this from Mor Shemuel. He got up and announced that on Shabbat, if the person has an eye infection or whatever it may be, you're allowed to do it because it's connected to the to the heart. Today, they have a study of iridology, which is the study of the eye, which they're able to clearly see through the whole body, through looking at the eye. Ma'aseh shehaya kachaya. There was a girl in our community that went to a big doctor that is able to look at the body through the eye. He looked at her through the eye and he started to cry, the doctor. So they said, what are you crying? What's the matter? He says, I have nothing to tell you. Go to Jerusalem and go to the Kotel and just pray. So what are you talking about? A few days later, she had a terrible disease in her heart. And as a result, she eventually became a candidate for a heart transplant. Subsequently, she died thereafter. But the point is, he saw from the eye that something was wrong with the heart. That's modern day. You see, the Gemara already clearly said that from the eyes, already that's a window into what's going on with the with the heart. That's why it says in the Pasuk, V'lo taturu aharel lebabchem, v'harei einechem. The Pasuk is hinting to us that the lev and the einayim, they're connected, and therefore you cannot go. If these are the two messengers that bring up sin. So that Gemara says, Kegon mai, give me some other examples of sicknesses of the eye that you can mihalel Shabbat. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kegon rira, ditsa, dema, dem'aita, vekedha. Okay, rir is like a
excessive discharge.
Dripping, a discharge coming out of the eye. Ditsa, dokeret. So they got dokeret, okay, it seems the eye got picked, yeah, plucked, or stabbed. Bleeding of the eye, or excessive tearing of the eye, or burning of the eye. Uthilat uchla. You're allowed to put this smearing on the eye at the beginning of any of these diseases over here. Because if you don't take care of it, it just gets worse and worse. La poke sof uchla. It's coming to exclude that at the end of the disease, where already it's on the way back to getting healed, even though it feels a little painful, you don't do it already. Because now it's just to alleviate pain. Once already you took it away, and it's at, you're at the tail end of it, even though you still have a little of the symptoms, you cannot do it. Or delo. To better one's vision. You cannot. Today, a guy's blurry vision, wants to put one of his ointments on, that's not a heter on Shabbat to do these items. Amar Rav Yehuda. Zibura, that's if a guy gets bitten by a scorpio.
Hornet.
Okay, yeah, Zibura's a hornet. Udharze silva. Oh, what? He got a thorn in his flesh. Visimta. That's what? Abscess? Pus? Udkhaif le'ina. Or for an eyeache, ve'ateh lave ishta, or someone that has high fever, Kolehu be bane sakanta. All these items over here, taking a bath is sakana.
Oh wow.
Correct. This is dangerous to do this to this item. Gemara continues. Certain remedies you shouldn't get confused with. Certain remedies are good for one thing, but they're dangerous for another thing. So if he has to give us advice, you know, what to use for what. So the Gemara says, Hama lehama.
Radish.
A radish is good for high fever. Vesilka, that beets. Litsina, that's good for the chills. But if you mix it around, it's like a, because I guess the snon cools the body. So if the guy has the chills and eats the radish, he's going to get more cold. And the opposite is also
beets heat the body.
Right, beets heat the body. The guy has fever and eats beets, only gets more hot. Okay, one more. Hamime le'akraba. Right, a hot compress if a guy gets bitten by a scorpio. Hot compress is good. Ukride lezibura, but for a hornet, cold compress. V'hadufa, sakanta. You mix it up, sakana. Hamime lesilva. Hot water is good for the thorn. Ukride, cold water, lehaspanita.
Facial scabs.
Facial
boils
or scabs. V'hadufa, sakanta, but the opposite, dangerous. Hala lesibure, vinegar that's after bloodletting. Umonine leta'anita, small fish after a fast. Vihalufa sakanta, but don't mix them up. After a fast, if you have vinegar, no good. Or after bloodletting, vinegar, no good. Actually, chometz, yeah. Chometz is good for after bloodletting, but not after a fast. And the fish is good for the fast, but it's not good for the bloodletting. Okay.